This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The government has approved the revised Rashtriya Gokul Mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. The implementation of the revised mission is being carried out with an additional outlay of 1,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening on the Union Cabinet's decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav stated that the scheme is set to significantly enhance milk production and productivity, thereby increasing farmers' incomes.
राष्ट्रीय गोकुल मिशन 3400 करोड़ का, इसमें बेसिकली कैसे कैटल की मिल्क प्रोडक्शन की प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाए उसके ऊपर काम किया गया है। इसमें आर्टिफिशियल इंसेमिनेशन और इन विट्रो फर्टिलाइजेशन, इन दोनों पे काम करना ये।
The cabinet also approved the revised national program for dairy development. Mr. Vaishnav said this initiative focuses on modernizing and expanding dairy infrastructure. The Union Cabinet has also approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Minister Vaishnav said the scheme will enable small merchants to avail UPI services at no additional cost. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex fertilizer plant at Namrup in Assam. The government is taking several measures against online pornography and is committed to ensuring an open, safe, trusted and accountable internet for its users. This was stated by Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in a written reply in Lok Sabha. The minister said that Information Technology Act 2000 provides punishment for publishing or transmitting obscene material and material containing sexually explicit act in electronic form. He said the IT Act also has stringent punishment for publishing or transmitting of material depicting children in sexually explicit act in electronic form. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the government has been striving to improve the socio-economic status of all communities, including minority communities. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Rijiju informed that for the educational empowerment of these communities, the government is implementing pre-metric, post-metric and merit-cum-means-based scholarship. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that green power constitutes more than 42% of the country's total power basket. Addressing the 32nd Convergence India Expo, Smart Mobility India Expo and 10th Smart Cities India 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the government is given special priority to alternative fuel and biofuel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion of the Parsi New Year Navroz. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this special day brings abundance of happiness, prosperity and good health to all. He also wished that this coming year be marked by success and progress and may the bonds of harmony get strengthened. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Udyam Utsav at Amrit Udyan in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises. The Udyam Utsav seeks to empower and encourage MSMEs by bringing the country's vibrant heritage closer to the citizens. It will culminate on the 30th of this month. The Reserve Bank's monthly bulletin for March 2025 states that the Indian economy continues to demonstrate resilience despite global challenges. According to an article titled State of the Economy in the bulletin, the global economy is being tested by escalating trade tensions and a heightened wave of uncertainty around the scope, timing and intensity of tariffs. The Armed Forces Medical Services, AFMS, and the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to collaborate on research, training, and specialized mental health support for military personnel and their families. The National Investigating Agency has conducted searches at 12 locations across Jammu. The searches were conducted at the homes of overground workers, OJDWs, linked to newly formed offshoots and affiliates of banned terrorist organizations like Lashkar-e-Tayyiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, JEM. During the operation, the agency seized several incriminatory materials linking the terrorists with OJDWs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.